It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Another theater interview today. Brad Moore's here from Sopris Theater Company, and I guess more specifically today, it would be more about the college, right? And Colorado Mountain College, specifically the theater club, which once a year does student showcases, or at least has up to this point. This year,
the theater department does student workshop productions every year, right. Every spring. This year, we're actually doing something that involves the theater club, which is a very active organization throughout the year. We're going to be recording a radio play, which we do once a semester, but this time we're going to try it in front of a live audience.
So you've done this before?
We've done radio plays, yeah.
I did not realize that. I thought this was like the first time that it had been done. You know, groundbreaking and...
Well, it is sort of groundbreaking because we're doing it in front of a live audience and we're going to just, you know, let it roll and see what happens.
And this is how radio plays were done back in the day. Like
right.
In the early days of radio, 30s, 40s, even 50s, when they would do these shows, the ones that I recall are a little bit the serialized radio play, if you will, like The Shadow and Fibber, McGee and Molly and I almost said Benny Hill. That would be television, Gabe.
Jack Benny.
But, Jack Benny,
but,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, you know, Burns and Allen. And,
yes,
and,
exactly. Our Miss Brooks.
Yeah.
Of course, all of these predate both of us by quite a bit,
I
think.
By centuries, I'm sure.
But for this time around, you're actually going to do a... So I know the movie. I'm assuming you're able to find the script, so it must have been on the radio at one time.
Well, you know, that's sort of interesting. Hadley set about really digging around, trying to find a really fun script for us to do. And we generally go out and research royalty-free plays because, obviously, we don't want to get into any copyright issues or anything else. And so so she came up with the idea of doing Pinocchio, and we found this royalty-free version of Pinocchio. But as we started really looking at it, we realized, it was the Lux Radio Theater, and but it really was the Disney version. And so we had to go, okay, well, let's see if we can turn this story into our own, and let's write this more on our own. So, the story is similar, but some of the characters, there is a cricket in the story of Pinocchio.
Right.
It's not Jiminy Cricket, but there's a cricket. And, you know, so then the Disney version is with Jiminy Cricket. So, you know, there are some things that people will find familiar, but are also very different.
And in a way, that can kind of be better for you, I would say, because you're not trying to do better than Walt Disney. You're trying
right.
to do your own.
Because who can
own.
Do that anyway, right? Yeah,
right,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, and so, yeah, it's more about us trying to find these characters and find the story out of what we're doing, which is really kind of fun.
So speaking of which, you mentioned Hadley is the president of the theater club at is it Colorado Mountain College again, or is CMC acceptable? It kind of goes back and forth.
I think it can be either,
okay,
and I'm going to
okay.
say CMC because I get tired otherwise. I'm old.
It's a lot more syllables.
Yeah.
And Michaela Jones is the vice president. They're both here today, so I'm not sure who the secretary would be. I guess they're the designated survivor today.
Yeah.
So Brad said you're actually very active, a very active club on campus throughout the year. So you're saying you did not just spend all year up to this point preparing for Pinocchio?
No, we do lots of activities around the campus. We help out with doing concessions during Sopris Theater Company shows. We help the nursing department at CMC with simulations like mental health simulations. And we also help the CLEDA program. Helping shooting victims for them so they know what to do in case of emergency.
CLEDA is the Law Enforcement Academy.
Right.
Yes.
Colorado Law Enforcement Training Academy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. What to do in emergency medical situations.
Interesting. Okay. And this is in addition to a full course load, right? Taking classes and homework and all of that.
Yeah, it's a student activity. They also, one of the things that I think is really so fun about the theater club is that it also is a social organization. And so they go out and see shows regionally.
Know,
do it kind of, I mean, not only is it a great educational tour for them, but it's also a social event.
So you're saying you all hop into the back of Brad's pickup and you drive to Denver and...
Ding, 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 ding
up Naspen to all the way in Glenwood, and it's a really good way to get to know the community.
So by regional, you mean like this kind of this area?
Right. Right.
Okay. So how many shows have you seen this year?
About six. We've seen six shows this year.
That's quite a few, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you keep them all straight? That's the question. Do you remember, you know, specifically which show, which actors you liked in it? And
yeah, usually, yeah. Okay. All the shows are very distinct. Sometimes they run together if they have similar plots, but usually, you know, we can pick out our favorite character.
Okay. Which was your favorite this school year?
Ooh.
Well, it's going to be a hard tie between we saw Big River up in Aspen, okay, and we also saw Blue Nose recently. We had a friend in that show, and we saw that recently.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a theme here. Clearly, you like shows about that have a color in the title, obviously. Michaela, what about you?
I'd also have to say it's a pretty big tie between we saw Oliver back in, when was that? That was October,
November.
Defiance. The Defiance.
We also had a friend in that as well. He played one of the main villains. That was pretty great. And we also saw Mamma Mia recently, and that's one of my favorite musicals, and it's just so hard to pick a favorite out of that one.
I'm trying to remember who did Mamma Mia.
Glenwood High School.
That's right. Yeah. Of course.
But I guess I'd have to say Tanya, the girl that played her, was just so fantastic.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she's like been one of my favorite characters in that show since like forever. So.
So if we're following the typical movie review promo, it's a Michaela Jones says two thumbs up. It's a can't miss feel good event of the season.
It was.
By the way, if you would like to see the these are theater students sponsored by the theater club, right? I guess, is there even a differentiation between the two?
Well,
because I would imagine that the theater students would probably want to be a member of the theater club.
You don't have to be a theater member or theater major to be a part of the theater club, or even taking a theater class. It's just, you know, it's a club opportunity. It's an extracurricular mm-hmm. activity that happens on campus. For the most part, the students in it are all theater students, but not necessarily so.
How many? How large is the cast?
The cast for this is, what, nine, I think?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we do have somebody who's doing Foley style sound effects, some live sound effects.
So. I wanted to talk about that because I wondered if that might be the case. By the way, this is this Thursday night, so the 25th. Up at the New Space Theater at CMC's Spring Valley campus, 7 o'clock. How much? What's the cost?
It's just open to the public.
It's absolutely free, so stop by and check it out, especially if you're a fan of the old style radio like I am.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting. You know, we're working on how to hold pages so that we're not getting this rattling of pages in the microphone and things like that, you know.
And you are recording, right?
We are recording, it could go really well, or it could just really tank. But it's whatever happens, it's going to be recorded.
Right. Yeah. So it's as authentic as possible.
Right.
So Harry, is everybody standing around one microphone like they used to back in the day?
We're going to have several microphones.
Okay.
We have some music stands lined up in front.
Gotcha.
And we'll have a couple of microphones out there, and people would step up.
Who's playing the organ?
Now that's where we're short. So, Gabe, what are you doing on Thursday?
I think I'm busy.
Yeah.
And you don't want me playing your organ anyway. Yeah. Again, it's this Thursday night, 7 o'clock, CMC's New Space Theater. And, again, the theater club presentation of the student workshop productions. Right? This used to be – well, we'll talk a little bit about the history and – a little bit more in depth about what's going to happen, what you'll see Thursday night in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, we're talking with Michaela Jones, Hadley Hebert, and Brad Moore. Of course, Brad is, what is your title? I'm sure I asked you this before.
Grand Poobah.
Grand Poobah, yeah. Of the theater department at CMC.
The theater operations manager.
Gotcha.
And then I'm an adjunct professor.
Again, Hadley and Michaela are president and VP of the theater club, respectively, which is putting on the student workshop production this Thursday night. So it used to be student workshop productions. This was kind of a showcase of like little projects that the students
generally
would work
speaking,
on.
It was the work of the acting two students, and they would write and perform 10-minute pieces.
And so
we oftentimes would then also bring in playwriting students and have the acting one students then perform some of the playwriting students' work and things like that. And we'll do that again. We just didn't have that all fall into place the way we wanted this year. So we thought, well, how much fun would it be to do this?
Sure. At what point did – so when was the first one? When was the first radio play that you did on stage?
The first radio play that we did was, two and a half, 3 years ago maybe? We did Alice in Wonderland, right?
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland about 2 years ago.
Okay.
We've been trying to do one a semester if we can.
So a couple of years.
This will be the first one that we've done in front of an audience. We did try last year with one of the pieces to actually try and record it straight through, just let it roll and see what happens. But we didn't have an audience. We did it in a studio. So this will be an interesting new experiment to do it on stage in front of people.
It's interesting because that's kind of what theater is. Anytime you're doing a show, it's in front of people, but you add the other element of microphones, and it kind of changes the dynamic a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. Yeah. And of course, the other thing that I think is really interesting, because I've done a lot of radio theater myself, is that, when you're watching people actually up there, when it's a play, people are cast in a role not only because of their ability to portray that role, but also there's a certain something about them that is believable in that role.
Physically
or, whatever. And, like I've played Hamlet on the radio. Well, I was never going to get a chance to play Hamlet live. Polonius, maybe, but never Hamlet. But here I am on the radio playing Hamlet. And it was one of the more exciting moments of my life.
You certainly are a ham.
We'll let that go. but anyway, so I think it's fun to and because these students are going to be in many cases playing more than one role, it'll also be fun to see them stepping up into a different role and then
it's kind of like a behind the scenes in addition to just the experience of seeing how it's all done.
Right.
So have you girls done all of these from the last two years or so, 2.5 years?
I'm actually a freshman this year and I haven't.
Okay.
I think the most this will be like my first actual acting role with Soper's Theater Company.
Wow.
So yeah, you're the
vice president of the theater club and it's your first time on stage. That's
yeah.
kind of ironic, I would say.
I have participated in all the radio plays so far.
So talk about which ones have you done?
I was Alice in Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
I directed Dracula and I was in the last one we did was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and I was in that one and I directed it.
So when Brad says this is you've tried doing them all the way through without stopping, I imagine the opposite of that would be so you'd record a scene or you'd go back and fix things or that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, like with Alice in Wonderland, I mean, we'd do several takes.
Okay.
And then we go back and then, then to sit with the engineer and put in the sound effects and make sure that we got the right take of that kind of stuff. There was a lot of editing that went on afterwards.
But Thursday night, again, in front of the audience, is intended to be all the way through, no stopping.
What you see is what you get. What you hear is what you get.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. So how long have you been practicing this?
We have been practicing it for a couple months now. We do it every Wednesday for an hour.
With the intent, so basically every Wednesday you get together and you do the show from beginning to end? Is that what?
Okay. Yeah, we try to do that.
We try to do that. Okay. It's also, that's our weekly meeting. So that's also making sure that we're all figured out on what shows we're going to go see or, you know, who's involved with which role-playing activity that we're doing. And
you in the show, Brad? Or is it just a student piece? Okay.
It's a student piece.
So both of you girls, I assume, are actually in it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are your roles?
I play the character usually known as the Blue Fairy.
Okay.
And I play the character that's usually known as Figaro.
The cat.
So,
yeah, it's interesting. Again, you know, it's easy to, you know, I mean, audiences are going to know, like, Monstro the whale.
Right.
Now,
sure.
You know, in the story, it's actually a dogfish, which I think is more of a shark.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
anyway, but it's a dogfish, and, you know, it's not named Monstro. So, you know, we've had to take some of those things, and, you know, we refer to them sometimes as, well, this is the character that you're going to know as, just for our own sake and trying to develop the story.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, because Disney, as they do so well,
right. They
will take characters and, you know, flesh them out.
And so the reason you're able to do the show is because it is a traditional story that's been, probably told for hundreds of years. And Disney actually, in the 50s? When was the Pinocchio
movie? They did a production, I can't remember exactly what year it was.
Wasn't it 39?
Could have been that long ago.
Yeah. Anyway, but they did a production, and then their radio version was based on the film, and it was the Lux Radio Hour, and you know, and so
what was Lux? That's obviously the sponsor. Do you know what they made or
Soap Flakes?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, so there was that script. But then, you know, and realizing that, okay, yeah, these are all Disney characters. And,
right. But my point being, Disney did basically what you're doing. They took this story that's been around forever and kind of made it their own. Obviously, theirs, you know, was a huge success. Maybe yours will be, too. Maybe next Monday we'll be, you know, talking about this, and there will be offers from L.A. and New York, London.
Sure.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, you know, you never know. Yeah, it was written by an Italian man in the sort of the mid-1800s. And so, you know, the story.
Right. The original, right, that everybody's kind of taken off from.
Yeah, his name is Carlo Codolai. Or Coley, I guess is maybe what it is. I'm not sure what the pronunciation. But that was his pen name. His actual name, I have it right here. It was Carlo Lorenzini, and he was born in 1826 and died in 1890. But anyway,
so somewhere between there is when.
But somewhere between
Pinocchio.
There, he wrote the story of Pinocchio.
So, out of the nine students that will be on stage this Thursday night, is that just the actors? Or does that include whoever is also on stage doing the sound effects and that kind of thing?
I believe that includes the person that's doing Foley for us.
So you've got one person doing all those sound effects.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely want to talk about that because that is one of the things that, you know, made all those old radio shows so interesting is – you know, like the coconut shells.
Oh, we have coconut shells. You bet.
The blocks of wood and sand for walking, and what are some of the other sound effects that they used to do a lot?
Well, it's even walking on gravel, and you know, in like musicals, a guy would have tap shoes on his hands, and do this whole thing, and little doors to make. Door open and close sounds, which we don't have in this. We do have wooden blocks because, you know, there are a couple times that Pinocchio falls on the ground or whatever.
That's right.
And when he turns into a donkey, we've got to have the
coconut
the hoofs.
Shells.
Yeah, so we have the coconut shells.
Oh, so you do have the coconut shells.
We do.
That's awesome.
And we have a slide whistle for his nose growing. So, you know, it'll be fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Absolutely awesome. Okay. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute again. The student workshop productions at CMC's New Space Theater at Spring Valley. Again, it's absolutely free. So if you're a fan of the old, you know, radio theater, this is something you might want to check out. Again, it's 7 o'clock this Thursday night, April 25th, and it's absolutely free for everybody. Obviously, since you're doing a radio show all the way through, no intermission, just no intermission. 1 hour, that's it.
It will play probably about 45 minutes.
Okay. So it started at an hour, and it's down to 45 minutes. That's about typical. Yeah. You usually lose about 25% as everybody gets used to what's going on, and you get
right.
Good.
Well, and of course, you have to cut for commercial breaks and all that, which we aren't doing. But
that would be interesting if you did.
Yeah, it would be interesting. Yeah.
Buy Lux soap flakes.
Yeah.
It was actually Ivory soap that was so pure it floats.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. No, actually, it floats because it's got air in it so that we can sell you less product. Okay, anyway, we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Hadley Hebert, the president of the CMC Theater Club. Michaela Jones is the Veep. I don't know why, it's just a fun word to say. And, of course, Brad Moore is kind of the guy behind the scenes. Ignore the man behind the curtain.
That's right. Not even a green curtain, it's just a curtain.
That would be a different show, Brad.
Oh.
I guess that wasn't a curtain, was it? Anyway, again, the student workshop productions this Thursday night at the New Space Theater at CMC's Spring Valley campus. 7 o'clock, absolutely free. Again, this is put on by the Theater Club. I expressed a little surprise that Michaela is a freshman, and yet she's already the vice president of the club. Mm-hmm. How large is this club?
About 9 people.
Okay, so you've got all hands on deck for the show this Thursday night.
Yes.
Okay. What else do you do if you were not working on the again, Brad said you've got weekly meetings on Wednesday night. So if you weren't working on this radio play for Thursday night, what would you be doing in those meetings?
We would be discussing what activities we'd want to do next, or playing improv games is a really fun activity that we like to do to help students unwind from their studies and everything.
It's interesting. I didn't realize that was the kind of thing that you would practice. I thought, you just have the natural talent. But I knew somebody that did improv a couple years ago and was explaining kind of how they prepare for that. And it's really quite interesting. It sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
Oh, it is.
So what's your favorite game to play? Obviously, we all kind of know, everybody knows a little bit about improv by watching the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, mm-hmm. right? And I know that there are a bunch of improv games you can play, but what are a couple of your favorites?
I think overall, everyone always likes to play the game Freeze. It's when you start acting out a scene and then someone calls freeze, and then they have to freeze that position, and then another person comes in and takes that position and starts a whole nother scene.
Okay. What about you, Michaela?
Well, I really like Freeze too, but we also, what's the one with the four chairs? Like, what do we call that one? Well, basically there's this game where you set up like four chairs. So it's like a four seat car. And how it works basically is one person comes in, they say a line, next person has to follow with the dialogue, so on. And then the fourth person has to jump out of the car to make room for the next person. And I think that's a really fun, like, fast paced game. And I love fast paced games more than I love like the other ones. So
they actually sound similar. In because the whole idea mm-hmm. is you just pick up on what was done before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's fascinating.
There's another fun one that we do a lot, Foursquare, where there are four people on stage and the two people downstage are doing a scene, and then you rotate it, and then the next what become those other two people downstage are doing a scene, and you keep rotating that around, and then you call stage right, stage left, and that box of people keeps rotating, and so you're going in and out of scenes and in and out of different scenes. It's really crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Something else that the Theater Club is helping out with this time around is the Sopris Theater Company, the CMC students. I'm sorry. I keep getting the two confused. It is so hard.
Well, and it's, yeah, I mean, the, you know, the, basically there is the CMC Theater Department.
Right.
And then there is the Soper's Theater Company that sits on the campus of Colorado Mountain College. And quite honestly, one could not exist without the other. Community theater could not exist without the college, and the college theater program could not exist without the community theater involved. You know, that's where some of the training really becomes real for the students.
Anyway, where I'm going with this is the theater club is helping you take the students to, is it Pennsylvania?
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
For this the national theater competition in June.
Yeah, it's the American Association of Community Theaters. And the Soper's Theater Company will be one of 12 companies competing nationwide. And so we're doing our piece that we did last year called The Other Place. And so that's really very exciting.
And we've talked a little bit about this before. Basically, you've got 10 minutes and a 10 by 10.
Everything is everything, in a 10 by 10
box. You've got 10 minutes to get that out onto the stage
ready
to go, an hour to perform, and then you've got 10 minutes to get everything back into the 10 by 10 box.
Yeah.
So how does the theater club help them?
Well, the theater club, they help raise money to send them to Salida, but right now we're raising money to help send the show to Gettysburg.
Right. Salida was the state.
Salida was the state venue last year. This year, the state venue is Glenwood Springs, Colorado. The week after we get back. Yeah, you heard of that place? Yeah.
Isn't that the place with the tram? I don't know.
Isn't this where Doc Holliday died? What?
Yeah. stories. Anyway, yeah. So the week that we come back, so we'll be in Gettysburg from the 17th through the 23rd of June. And then on the 27th through the 30th of June, we're hosting the Colorado Theater Festival here in Glenwood.
So it'll be at the
high school. Yeah, it's a real quick turnaround. Yeah. It'll be at the high school as well as the Mortgage Commons and CMC's Glenwood Center.
Will there be events that are open to the public?
Absolutely. It's all open to the public.
Okay.
And CMC, or the Soper's Theater Company, will actually be presenting another show at the State Festival. Because, you know, why would we take a year off?
Yeah, why not build on that success?
Anyway, so but what's really exciting, I think, about the show this year is that it'll be directed by Ciara Morrison, who is a recent graduate of our program. And so she's going to be directing a show called The Amateurs, which was written by David Auburn. And it's a small cast, very interesting piece. And so really exciting to have her come back and do that. And so auditions are May 5th, I think it is.
I'm pretty sure it's May 5th. Yeah.
I think it's May 5th at 3 o'clock. Is that or it's May 3rd at 5? No, it's May 5th at 3 o'clock. Anyway, up at the theater. And but we're gonna be doing a really fun I say it's fun. It's an intense piece, but it'll be fun. And so doing that, and that'll be – the Soper's Theater Company be our entry into this year's State Festival.
The Amateurs. And that's Sunday, May 5th at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock for auditions. And as always, you can always call the box office at CMC. 947-8177 or SV Ticket Sales at coloradomtn.edu for more information. And we'll pass that along.
I was just about to ask, does the Theater Club have a Facebook page or anything like that where folks can stay up to date with these events?
We should get one.
Wow.
That would be nice.
Suddenly there are all these ideas popping up.
I mean, there is a Facebook page, but it's not been active recently.
So probably if anybody has any questions, if they'd like to audition for the Amateurs, just call the phone number, 947-8177.
Yeah.
And leave a message there. I want to say it's usually a message, right?
It's usually a message,
because you're usually doing something else.
I'm usually in the theater teaching class doing something else. But,
exactly.
But I'll eventually get back, I promise.
I will never forget the time. I forget what we were borrowing from you, but I stopped by to pick it up from Brad, and I walked past the theater into the library to ask a student where the theater was. And she looked at me and said, it's right there. Okay, yes, oops. I'm the stupid old man of the day. Anyway, again, the student workshop production this Thursday night, 7 o'clock at the New Space Theater at CMC's Spring Valley campus. Absolutely free for anybody that would like to check out the adapted radio play of Pinocchio based on the original from, what did you guys say the guy's name was?
Carlo Collodi. It's Italian, so I don't know how.
I would say it would probably be Collodi.
Collodi. Yeah. Collodi. So Collodi. Yeah, probably.
Again, this Thursday night, 7 o'clock, absolutely free. About 45 minutes for the performance. Again, get to watch sound effects, acting, all of that happen on stage in front of microphones. Maybe not exactly how it would have been done 80 years ago, but really, really close.
Well, hopefully pretty close.
And so what about the recording? What are you going to do with the recording? Will that be available at some point in the future for anybody that might be interested?
This is sort of our partnership with CMC Radio. So it'll be something that plays on CMC Radio, which is another student organization.
And it will be on Radio CMC's website along with all the other radio plays we have done.
Awesome. Okay. So if anybody wants to compare previous ones to the one that you're doing live, again, this is the first one that you've done live in front of an audience beginning to end, no stopping.
Yes.
Right. Awesome. All fumbles, and it'll be interesting.
All right. Anything else, girls, that I feel like Brad and I sat here and had a conversation and we didn't really engage the two of you that much. But anything else you'd like to add about the theater club or what the future might hold?
Well, I would just personally like to say that I'm very grateful that I have the opportunity to be part of something like this since I've been at college. You know, I came from a small town that didn't have like a really huge like theater program, and this was something that I've always been interested in. So just being able to be here and just the fact that I was able to become the vice president like in my freshman year is just like, whoa, you know. So, I'm really hopeful about the future and what the club has to hold and what the entire company has to hold as well. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Madam President, anything you'd like to add?
I don't have anything to add.
Do you know, have you started working on next fall semester's show? Do you know what that might be? Do you have any ideas?
Well, when we were picking out Pinocchio, we were looking at past plays, and we looked at Alice in Wonderland, which personally to me was one of the funnest shows we did because of all the nice little magical creatures that we got to embody.
Oh.
But maybe we haven't done a good true mystery yet, so hopefully we can find one that will work.
Okay, cool. I look forward to hearing about that one.
Yeah.
Brad, anything else from you?
No. Come on out and support the students.
Feel better.
Thanks.
I don't think it was obvious, but Brad's got a nasty sinus infection. So. As Ron would say, Fraggle Rockin'.
Yeah.
I don't know how an old HBO kids show became a fake. What's the word I'm looking for? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, on stage, it's rutabaga.
So I thought it was hubbub and rhubarb.
Well, that could be too. You know, I think it depends on who you have been told to say something by.
Anyway, the student workshop production of Pinocchio, the radio play, this Thursday night on the stage in front of the live studio audience, as they used to say back in the 70s, 7 o'clock, absolutely free. And if I don't see you before you make the trip to Gettysburg, break a leg.
Thank you.
Out of 12, I'd say the odds are pretty good, but keep our fingers crossed. And
we're already winners just by being able to go there.
That's really cool.
And,
that's really
you know, cool. There are going to be some amazing companies there. And it's just for us to be able to just be in that, in the presence of that kind of work is really exciting.
Again, if you have questions about auditions for the next Sophus Theater Company, what's the word I'm looking for? Entry into the state competition. The auditions are Sunday, May 5th at 3 o'clock. And if you have any questions, call 947-8177. All right. Perfect. All the best. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.